All right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you once again to the Ramadan Rapid Fire Course. Today is day number 7G. And before we take on the three participants for tonight's course, Malik Shaibs, up a reminder, inshallah, to the contestants. The winners of the contestants, mashallah, tomorrow night after Tarawih Salah, just after 9 o'clock, possibly, inshallah, we're going to be talking to we're going to be having the finals tomorrow night for the first week. I'm going to mention the names, brothers, sisters, be ready tomorrow night, inshallah. One is Abdul Hamid Rasul from Lens. Second was Sister Hawa Bibi, I think, from Hawick. Day 3, Monday, was Ummi Mahmood from Indonesia. Binti Muhammad Farooq was the winner for Tuesday. Sister Sumaya on Wednesday was the winner from Lens. Day 6 was Sister Aisha. Sister Aisha. Was it Sister Aisha? Gee. And I think we have another one contestant. I think it is Sister Sumaya. Alright, so mashallah, all the contestants tomorrow night, inshallah, after the Tarawih Salah, we're going to be talking to you. And yes, that is going to be the first two finals for week number one. Alright, Brother Hafiz Saab is quite busy on the other side taking on the calls. Are we ready, inshallah? The number to call for the quiz, I think we have two participants. Number to call for the quiz again, 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. In the meanwhile, let's hear from Maulana Swaib some nasihat from him. Mauli Swaib Lasagna, my brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Kara, why are you looking so depressed and feeling down?
No, just about tired today, my brother. Just about tired. But alhamdulillah, coming on well.
Allah no any specific reason, Maulana Kara?
No real specific reason, Maulana Saib. You talk too much, you ask too many questions.
I can see you trying to hide something. You can be open with us. No one is listening to us. Only me and you can be open with me.
All right. How is that? Do we have our contestants on the line, mashallah? Do we have, Jazakallah, Brother Muhammad is our first contestant from Indonesia. We have Sister Sajida from Durban. And we have a sister from Azadville. Mashallah. It's a good contest. Lens, Durban, as well as Azadville.
Subhanallah.
We covered just the entire country, G.
Just early on, I was speaking to Uncle Mohsin and telling him something about Azadville. He says it's a fourth haram. So Uncle Mohsin regarded it to be the fourth haram of the world.
Alright, let's hear Mali Saib Saab. Are you ready? Let's welcome our contestant, Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
How are you, Muhammad?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. You're breathing so heavily. Take it easy, my brother.
I'm good.
You're good? Alright, you say you're good. We're going to see how good you are after you answer the questions, my brother.
Sounds so positive, MashaAllah.
It sounds very positive. That is very, very good, my brother. You have to be positive, okay? What is your age?
16.
Oh, you just made it. You just made it, my brother. You're very lucky. All right. Every now and then, we're going to change the rules a little bit. We're going to be asking you sometimes general questions, a little bit of more money we're going to be given to you. So you just have to be ready for everything. Okay, my brother? We're all learning here. It's a learning station. Radio Islam, your favorite learning station. Okay, my brother? We're all learning. You don't want to learn.
He's not agreeing.
So you want to learn or don't you want to learn, my brother?
We all have to learn, my brother.
Yeah, we all have to learn, my brother. We all have to learn. Don't be shy. Let's all give it a try. Okay, my friend? So yours is a lucky packet, my brother. It's going to be general questions, a few general questions, some Islamic questions, and it's like a mixed masala. Okay, my brother? Okay, my brother. And a lot of money to be given. If you answer all questions correctly, lots and lots of money to be given away, my brother. You can retire after tonight, okay?
At the tender age of 16.
Oh, he's only 16. Gee, okay. My brother, are you ready?
Gee, Mulana.
Okay, mashallah, you sound very positive. You say you're good. Let's see how good you are. Okay. How many farad acts are there in namaz?
Four. Six, six, six.
Make up your mind. Beauty is in?
Namaz.
Okay, mashallah, beauty is in namaz. We spoke about Shaka. Shaka was a very, very... His uncle was a great, great warrior. He was a good, good fighter. What was his name? 1. Dingani Duduzela. 2. Guguletu Bogdrol. 3. Vusimuzi Zonke.
Number 1.
Dingani Duduzela, Shaka's, in other words, his mamaji. All right. Which chemical element is found in ghee? 1. Ascorbate potassium. 2. Sodium monoxide. Or 3. Sodium peroxide.
Number 2.
What was number 2, my brother?
Sodium monoxide.
Sodium monoxide in ghee. Okay. Another question, bonus question. 250 rands. What are the etiquettes of going to the toilet? Very quickly, a few seconds left. Quickly, quickly.
You read it while you enter the left foot. And you mustn't enter barefoot.
All right, don't tell us more, my brother. I just had iftar now, you know. Just stop there. Just stop there. All right, you say you read the dua. What dua do you read when we enter the toilet, my brother? You said earlier we all want to learn, nothing to be shy about. What is a dua for entering the toilet?
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khubayth.
Ah, mashallah, you're the man, my brother. You're the man. Do you read the duas every day?
Gee.
All right. And if you don't have a topi, you said you must enter with a topi. If you don't have a topi, what must you do?
No, Mulana, you should enter with a topi.
No, but if there's no topi, what happens?
Get your mama's
stuff. They should then get to the Mulana.
Sorry, no, then you can just take a faruk from the toilet, from the kitchen and go. Your wife's faruk can go in the toilet, okay?
Jee,
my brother, you got just half point right. Sorry?
He's swearing you.
My brother Muhammad, are you there?
Jee, Mulana.
Since when do you get sodium monoxide in ghee?
That's a guess.
Okay, my brother, do some research again, okay? Let's start the course again, because the results were very, very bad. We're going to start off again, my brother. Are you ready now? Okay, Jazakallah. What is safe, sir? Do you want to go ahead and ask my good friend, Muhammad from Malaysia, the questions?
No, he's your good friend, so you can go ahead.
Okay, Muhammad, are you ready, my brother? Second contest. Because you've done very, very bad in the first one. Okay, my friend. You're a good man. Here goes the contest, the questions, my brother. Fill in the blank. The dwellers of Jannah dwell, what? Neither futile talk nor lies. One, speak. Two, hear. Three, believe. How do you spell the word castigate?
C-A-S-T-I-G-A-T-E-R. C-A-G-A.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba the names of every leader of fitna in until Qiyamah who will have how many followers? 1, 200, 2, 300, 3, 500. What is the capital of Afghanistan?
Kabul.
How many children did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi have? 1, 1 son, 2, 2 sons and 1 daughter, 3, 2 daughters and 1 son.
Number 3.
Who is the president of Mexico?
Pass.
True or false, all the men in Jannah will be only 3 years older than their spouses, elder than their spouses.
True.
True. Yes. No, my brother, no. But you've done very, very well, Mahi Swaib Sahib.
GG, lots of ticks coming
in. In the first contest, my brother, about Shaka's Mamaji, you caused it there. You just got half a mark now. But now you got 1, 2, 3, 4 right. Yes, you're the man, my brother. You're very, very clever, I must say. You said that you are good. You are good, my brother. Maurice Swaib Sahib, you know, we're all learning. Tell us, my friend. You check in the dictionary for the meaning of castigate. Maurice Swaib Sahib, leave the dictionary, my brother. You know, what is castigate? What is the meaning of castigate?
Must I spell it first for you?
Just tell us the meaning. Stop using the dictionary, my brother.
What dictionary are you talking about, Mulana? Grant me some time so I can give you the answer. You ask me a question, then you ask another question, you ask another question. It's an easy, straightforward answer. It means to reprimand, like how you reprimand me, how you rebuke me.
Yeah, well, it seems I'm getting very, very clever nowadays. It comes with a dictionary to the radio station. Abis Abismail, where do you find people coming with a dictionary to the radio station?
People won't believe you. Yesterday you were telling me I bring a jug to drink my tea and all those things. So even Nafis Ismail's mother was asking that Mulana Swaib really bring a jug. So I don't know where you come.
It's close to a jug, Hafiz Ismail. Gee, approximately 1.3 liters. Okay, is Muhammad not on the line? Okay, Mulana Swaib Sahib, let's go through the questions, my brother.
Gee, let's go through.
Okay,
that.
The dwellers of Jannah dwell. What is it? Neither futile talk nor lies. One, speak. Two, hear. Three, believe. The answer there is here. Okay?
Gee, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. How do you spell the word castigate? C-A-S-T-I-G-A-T-E. Next question, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba the names of every leader of fitna until Qiyamah who will have how many followers? 1, 200, 2, 300, 3, 500 followers. The correct answer there is, Mali Saib Sahab?
300.
Sorry?
300.
A very good boy, mashallah. Capital of Afghanistan is Kabul. How many children did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi have? One son, two sons and one daughter, three, two daughters and one son. And the answer there is only one son. Okay. Subhanallah, only one son. Unlike you, Malik Shaib Saab, you have approximately six daughters and four children running around all over Rose Avenue. Gee, who is the president of Mexico? The president of Mexico, it is Enrique Peña. What's it, Malik Shaib Saab?
Enrique Peña.
Enrique Peña, you got to say the Peña, like, you know, some people, that's a correct pronunciation. Enrique Peña, Nieto of Mexico. True or false, all the men in Jannah will be only 3 years elder than their spouses. All the men in Jannah, Malik Shaib Saab, will only be 3 years older than their spouses. The answer there is false. They will be the same age as their spouses.
Subhanallah.
All right.
Interesting.
Interesting. Jazakumullah, Malik Shaib Saab. All right, let's welcome our second contestant all the way from KZN. Appa, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah.
Wa barakatuh, you forgot, Appa?
Wa barakatuh.
Okay, mashallah. Where are you calling from, sister?
From Durban.
Where in Durban? More to the seaside or more to the top side?
North Coast.
Oh, North Coast. North Coast is, Amshlanga and that area, sister?
That's right.
Oh, mashallah, mashallah. Yeah, well, you save some. They're very lucky. They got the beach, eh? And we in Lens, you only got Opa fans. Gee. All right, Appa, any questions you have before we continue?
No.
All right. Okay. Mali Saif Saab, you can go ahead, my brother.
Okay, Jazakallah Mulana Kara, let's start.
All answers, sister, must be given according to the Gauteng terminology and not according to the Durban terminology or the Chatsworth terminology. It's got to be according to the Gauteng people, okay, my sister?
That's a new rule.
Okay.
Jazakallah Mulana Kara, sister, are you ready?
Bismillah.
Bismillah. Question number one. In the ayah, An-Naziyati Ghurqa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking qasam in the angels of number one, the winds, number two, the sustenance, or number three, the death.
Sustenance.
How do you spell the word conglomerate?
What's the word again?
Conglomerate.
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 The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a time will come when, due to excessive deaths in Medina, graves will be as expensive as number one, camels, number two, slaves, or number three, houses.
Camels.
What is the capital of Angola?
Luanda.
Imam Abu Hanifa was called Abu Hanifa because in the dialect of Iraq, Hanifa meant number one, pen, number two, inkpot, or number three, intelligence.
Okay, Saif Saab, can you continue after 10 o'clock news? The buzzer has gone up. Can you also kindly stop your answers? Mali Saif Saab, can you stop your questions humbly, sir? Jazakumullah.
Why so formal all of a sudden now?
All right, Appa, Mali Saif Saab, what happened to the third question? I wasn't concentrating.
Third one, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the time will come and due to excessive death in Medina.
I didn't ask you for tafsir, my brother. I just asked you, did the sister say it yes, correct or incorrect?
Incorrect answer.
Okay, my brother. That's all I asked for, it's simple.
I thought you didn't hear the question.
Oh, okay. Appa. Okay, let's see. You want us to tell you how many got right on air? Or should we post you the results?
Post me the results.
Okay, I think we'll post you the results. Appa, you got one right, Appa.
And give her that one of Luanda. It came after 30 seconds also.
So what happened, sorry?
Angola, capital of Angola.
Gee, so what about it?
After 30 seconds, she did give that answer.
All right, but she gave the correct answer, Mali Saib Saab, so tell her congratulations.
Gee.
Okay. Mashallah, Appa, one question right. Okay. Jazakumullah, you can try again, okay? Next time, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Jazakumullah. Du'as, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mali Saib Saab, conglomerate. Conglomerate. Hafiz Ismail, your homework for tomorrow, my brother. Conglomerate. What is the meaning of conglomerate? Okay. Nothing to do with comrades, okay? Contestant number three, Molly Swave, do we have...
No, before you proceed, I think the listeners will appreciate if you can kindly give the answers, Mulana Kara.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Apologies. In the ayat al-kareema, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is saying, قَسَمْ مِنْ the angels of one, the winds, two, sustenance, or three, death. Answer is three, sister, death, not sustenance. Okay. How do you spell the word conglomerate? Conglomerate. G-C-O-N-G-L-O-M-E-R-A-T-E. Somebody is saying Molly Shaib Sahib is a future principal of Nirvana School. Anyway. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a time will come when due to excessive death in Medina Sharif, the qabrs and the graves will be as expensive as one camels, two slaves, or three houses. The correct answer there is, Molly Swipes up, slaves.
Slaves, G.
The capital of Angola is Luanda. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi was called Abu Hanifa because in the dialect of Iraq, Hanifa meant one, pen, two, inkpot, or three, intelligence. The correct answer there is inkpot. Who is the president of Venezuela? The answer there is Nicolas Maduro. Maduro.
Maduro.
Maduro. Nicolas Maduro.
You're all learning.
True or false? Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, his grandfather was a revert to Islam, but his father was born a Muslim. The answer there is true. Okay, that one you never ask him. What is Shaykh Saab? Talking about grandfathers and babdadas, do you know, you ask everybody this one's grandfather's name, that one's great-grandfather's name, do you know your beloved great-grandfather's name?
I think it was Muhammad.
Okay, my brother. Research for you as well. All right, let's welcome our third contestant on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, sister, may I ask where you're calling from?
Azadville.
Are you calling from Azadville?
Yes.
MashaAllah, okay. Are you ready for the contest? Any questions you have before we proceed?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
I'm just very nervous.
Why are you nervous, Appa?
You make me nervous.
All right, apologies for that. We all just learning, Appa.
So why don't you change your life, Mulana Kara, and stop making people nervous?
All right, Appa.
Be a little bit humble. Have some mercy, sympathy in your heart. Be nice to people, Kara.
So Appa wants us to ask simple questions like what comes
after... I don't think Appa's asking.
What comes after Alif Bear?
I don't think so. I think the way you ask the questions...
Okay. Appa, are you ready now?
It gets many people away from calling also, Mulana Kara.
Molly Swaib Sahib, silence please, my brother. We have to proceed. Chief. Appa, here goes your question. 7 questions, 60 seconds to answer. Okay, Appa?
Inshallah.
Okay. The purpose of the Qasam in the beginning of Surah Al-Nazi'at is to emphasize that 1. Death is inevitable. 2. Qiyamah is definitely going to take place. Or 3. The Quran Kareem is truly Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's word.
Number 2.
How do you spell the word consequences?
C-O-N-S-E-Q-U-E-N-C-E-S.
In which year did the fitna of Al-Harra take place? 1. 53 after Hijrah. 2. 57 after Hijrah. Or 3. 63 after Hijrah.
Number 2.
Capital of Albania, what is it? Where was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi born? 1. Kufa. 2. Kabul. 3. Baghdad.
Kufa.
Who's the president of Chile?
Chile?
Yeah.
I don't know.
True or false, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was an extremely tall person?
True.
Did you happen to see him, Appa? You're saying true?
No.
Okay, anyway. All right, so Molly Swaib Sahib, let's see how many Appas got right. She's got 1, 2, 3 right. Am I correct, Molly Swaib Sahib?
G3 is the correct answer.
MashaAllah. Appa, so let's just get back to the calculators. The first contestant, Brother Muhammad, had 1, 2, 3, 4 right.
Gee, that is correct also.
MashaAllah, sister, you've done very, very well as well. Apologies, every contest has just one winner, Appa. Jazakallah, you got 3 right, almost 4 right, but it wasn't good enough, Appa. Jazakallah, you can always try again, okay, Appa?
MashaAllah,
assalamu alaikum. Dua'as alaikum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright. Brother Muhammad is not in the line, MashaAllah. Brother Muhammad, congratulations to you. You're the man, my brother. You said earlier you are good, and yes, we saw you are good, brother. What is safe, sir? Can you kindly go through the questions and the answers. My throat is sore. We still have Taraweeh, my brother. Please, go ahead.
See, if you stop teasing people and if you are kind enough to them, then inshallah your throat won't be sore and you'll be able to read your Taraweeh nicely also, Mawlana Kara. But nonetheless, your wish is my command. I'll go on and give the answers. My throat is still well, alhamdulillah. The first question that you asked the sister, the purpose of the qasam in the beginning of Surah Naziat is to emphasize that, number one, death is inevitable. Number two, Qiyamah is definitely going to take place. Or number three, Quran is truly Allah's word. The correct answer what she gave was, Qiyamah is definitely going to take place. How do you
say the word Qiyamah again, my brother?
Qiyamah.
Now it's qalqala, you know, qutbu jandin from your throat. The way you say it, Malsab, is from your stomach.
Okay.
The pronunciation is not from your stomach, it's from your throat.
I'll work on it, inshallah.
Proceed, thank you.
Shazakallah. Now what happened to your throat is right now all of a sudden, Mamakara. How do you spell the word consequences? Sister spelled it correctly. There's no need for me to spell it again, Mawlana Kara. In which year did the fitna of Al-Harra take place? Number one, was it 53 AH? Number two, 57 AH? Or number three, 63 AH? The correct answer, which she didn't give, was 63 AH. What is the capital of Albania? It's Tirana. Mawlana Kara said Tirana.
Tirana.
Mashallah. Where was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi born? Number one, Kufa. Number two, Kabul. Or number three, Baghdad. And the correct answer is Kufa. Who is the president of Chile? It was Michelle Bachelet. How you say that word, Mawlana Kara?
Michelle Bachelet.
Bachelet. And the final final question we asked the sister was true or false. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was an extremely tall person.
True.
And that is incorrect. It's false. He was slightly taller than the average person. So he was not extremely tall. He was just little bit taller than an average person.
Okay. Jazakallah. Point taken.
And then people don't have to see Imam Abu Hanifa to say whether he was like, but you can read the biography of these great Aimmas and you can give answers. Like if they ask you to describe Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously you did not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or maybe I'm underestimating your piety and maybe you saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. But I'm sure you must have read regarding the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you'll be able to describe to another person how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked.
But the way the sister answered the question when he's up, like, you know what, she
with
so much of confidence that yes, she true, he was tall. So I was a bit worried when he said some. Jazakumullah, contestants, and he said, Bolu Chalu Maaf, Nemali Sahib Sahib, Bolu Chalu Maaf. And tomorrow night, inshallah, we talk again. We're going to be together, inshallah, again tonight after quarter to 10. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept all of our broken ibadat, inshallah. Request for special du'as. But it's safe, Sam. Over to you, my brother. Tell us about your rihla. What's the plan for the weekend?
So, inshallah, tomorrow morning after Fajr, our team, two cars, will be leaving from Lanesia and heading towards Polokwane. And there will be numerous programs that will be taking place. A ladies program, the Iftar drive, as well as the Nizam hour, which will be taking place from there. And also, we'll be broadcasting live Taraweeh Salah tomorrow, just after this time here. We'll be broadcasting live Taraweeh Salah from Polokwane, as well as the Sehri program that will be taking place from Polokwane this afternoon. Mawlana Kara, Mawlana Suleiman Rawat, he left this morning and he delivered a Juma lecture in Polokwane, and then also he's due to speak tonight after Taraweeh Salah in Polokwane. But what you can expect now, Mawlana Kara, whilst you are going back to your house or to the masjid, I'm not sure where you go, but next up is our drama stories, Heartbreak. It will be a repeat of Heartbreak, which we played this morning, and thereafter Pillars of Strength, the tribute program, repeat again, and then last night's Haramain Taraweeh Salah that we'll be playing for you, and inshallah Mawlana Habib Bobat will be joining you thereafter. That's what you can expect for today and tomorrow, Mawlana Kara.
Jazakumullah. It's 30 minutes past 6 o'clock, the Al-Tunri Al-Islam International. Back to the engineer, Hafiz Ismail Khan.